The Secret Escritoire, Part 2. If listeners will put up their binoculars and look towards Tilbury, they'll observe that Moriarty has lured Neddy to the docks.
Tell me, salty old seaman, you say my escritoire was put on board a ship by Gritpipe?
Yes, mate, yes. Put it aboard the SS Clarence.
Is that a mail boat?
With a name like that, we're not sure, mate. Needle, noddle, new.
Yaka Makonko. When did the ship set sail, mate?
2 days and 8 nights ago, mate.
Good heavens, mate. By now it must be more than 300 knots away.
Neddy, we must follow her.
Right, follow me.
No, I'll follow you.
Right, lead on.
After you.
The first splash was Moriarty. The other five were Mr. Seacombe. Now, if listeners will stand on Mont Blanc and train their telescopes towards the Straits of Johor, they will see the SS Clarence. We take you over now to the passenger deck.
Stop! Stop! Stop it, I say! Next dance, please, next dance.
Pardon me, sir.
Abdul, you naughty type wog. How dare you burst into my cabin on ladies' night? Untie these nice women. Oh, I'm in condition tonight. Oh, you naughty type
wog. Sir, sir, let me get the word.
What?
Sir, there are 2 sobs swimming behind the ship in the water.
Mesh me, thudder, you're right. I say, you 2 in the water. What do you want?
Hello.
Have you an escritoire on board?
2 on B deck and 1 in the lounge. Stay aside and full speed ahead.
Wait, we have money.
Give us your hands, dear lads. Come along, you naughty. Where's my old photograph?
Watch over the baritones, buddy, huh? Thank you, sir.
Murky.
Yes. Now, I must first examine your documents.
Mine are in this wallet, darling.
Allow me to see them, darling. 47, 48, 49, £50. £50? Yes, these papers appear to be in order.
No. Major, are you responsible for births on board the ship?
Not all of them, dear boy, no. Yes. Yes.
Well, we want a separate door with adjoining cabins.
Oh, well, that will be £50 exactly, Mr. Smith.
What luck, Mr. Jones. I've just got the right amount, darling.
Thank you, darling.
Now, where are you going to put us?
Here.
You scoundrel! We've just given you £50.
You think I'm not grateful? Full speed ahead. Follow that sea.
Moriarty and I struck out for a foreign shore and soon waded ashore on a foreign land.
Welcome ashore to Malaya, a foreign land.
Great goose sticks! Gritpipe thin, you devil! Where's my escritoire?
Put on these bamboo boots and follow me.
If listeners will now stand on the top of Tower Bridge and look nor-east, they will see that at this very moment, Major Bloodnock has also arrived at Malaya and is passing through the Malayan customs.
Please, what have you got in this 80-ton case?
Nothing, little Malayan customs officer, played very badly by Harry Seacombe. You don't think I carry it around full, do you?
Please open, or a clout earl will stick.
Oh, that's different. Very well.
Hello.
Explain, please, presence of white idiot in case.
You white idiot, what are you doing in my case?
Case? You told me this was a first-class cabin.
It's lies, all lies, I tell you. I never took £80 off him for letting him travel in this case, believing it to be a first-class cabin, thus hoping to defraud the steamship company of the £80 I took off him. It's all lies! Arrest him!
Wait! I'm as innocent as you are.
There you are. Arrest him.
Please tell why you come to Malaya.
Yeah. Well, I want to buy some rubber.
Why?
I made a mistake in my homework.
Sorry. You must pay duty on this idiot.
Pay duty on an idiot?
Yes. Ugh. $20 alive or $3 dead.
Eccles, here's a pistol. Do that decent thing.
Okay. Good boy.
Got him! Good shot, Eccles!
Stop! Stop! Ha! That's the man who threw me off the SS Clarence.
I don't recognize you.
Of course not. I've still got my Malayan customs set on.